I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. TJ Watt just got held. Flag on the Browns. 3rd and 28, deep in their own end. Watt has been getting held all night, and he's just been torturing this number 66. That's another flag for illegal procedure. They're going to have the ball 3rd and 33 at their own 1 yard line. So move them back again to the 1, and then this is the end of the game right here. You cannot win this game now with the field position that they have right now. They're at the 1 yard line. This is the same as the Steelers after the Clowney sack. Remember Carver High? So the exact same nightmare. And they scored off of it. The Steelers will score off of this. It's what I said the whole night on this show. They're a team of that takes advantage of field position and mistakes. Fumbles, picks, and mistakes. Holdings, illegal procedures. Now they're going to hand the ball off. They're going to get the ball out to the 7. They're going to punt the ball from their end zone. Steelers are going to get the ball inside Cleveland's end, and that's the end of the game. It's got to be,
yeah,
right?
I think the Browns are finished already. I think this game's over, to be quite honest with you. They had their one shot. They got it to 13-7, and they just got the ball back, too, after that, and they did nothing. Their offense is just too anemic. It's just too anemic. They suck.
So, you know,
I don't know what you do with this guy. Like, you bring this guy back another year? Like, what do you do with this? You keep rolling here with
Baker? I think he played with a torn labrum.
Yeah.
I think he played with a torn labrum. So I think he played the last 9-10 weeks injured completely, and I thought he was worthless. And I think he went out there like he was some kind of badass, and he shouldn't have been playing. That's all there is to it.
I think he's officially reached delay of game, going back even further. I think he's officially reached needs change of scenery territory. I think that he
really
needs to get.
Because they owe him, I think he they needs owe fully guaranteed $18 million.
Yeah, no, he's got in the 5th year option. He's got that coming next year. But I think he needs another shot somewhere else. I think he need to find out if he can actually play or not. I don't think it's going to be in Cleveland. I just don't.
I actually, if I'm him, I'm going to say this. I'd be very worried about moving somewhere else, because I actually think if he moves, he'll be a second string quarterback. And at least in Cleveland, he's the starter. And then I agree that the GM and Stefanski, neither one of them had anything to do with this guy being the quarterback. So I think the GM and the coach want a new quarterback, but they owe this guy $18 million fully guaranteed. So I think they have a situation on their hands where, he's better off staying in Cleveland because he'll start. If he goes somewhere else, I'm not sure the guy starts ever again.
I think he'd get a crack somewhere else. So there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in this league. There's a lot. And
he's one of them.
Yes, but he's also a number one overall pick that he's not going to get thrown away and never get another chance. He will get another chance to start somewhere else if that opportunity presented itself. I think that somebody will say, I can fix this guy. I know what's wrong with him. I'm going to give him a chance. But that'll be it. He's only going to get another one. He's going to get one more crack somewhere else, I think. Just like Wentz is getting in Indianapolis. Wentz is getting in Indianapolis this year. He's going to get another crack somewhere else because he was too high of a pick.
Well, I think Wentz is a lot better quarterback than Baker Mayfield. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM 159, Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Sports Map, Sports Byline is from on the bench on a Monday night. The Steelers are up 16-7 with 7 minutes to go at Heinz Field. Freezing cold in Pittsburgh. Fans are hammered, drunk, waving the terrible towels. They got their influence on this game in a big way. I think they've had a huge factor in this game in the fourth quarter and, you know, late in the third and fourth. When the Browns got back in the game and it was 13-7, I think the fans made a huge difference, believe it or not, just like they would in Buffalo in the same, you know, instance or a similar setting, similar game. I think they actually had a huge influence on this game. I think they got the defense jacked, the pass rush jacked, the secondary and linebackers jacked. And because the Steelers offense is anemic, so they had to do something. And I think it was the defense and the fans getting drunk and crazy that got them control of this game when it was slipping through their fingers.
I agree. I think the crowd had a lot to do with it. I think that they were already amped up because knowing it's, most likely or definitely Ben's last night in that Steeler uniform at Heinz Field. And I think the crowd has a little extra juice to them tonight because of it. And they're willing him home here.
Here he is throwing it again. Claypool drops another one. This guy is such a bum. I mean, honestly, dude, you suck. Just get him out of this team. Get him out of here. He couldn't catch a screen pass, this guy. All he does
right
is drop passes.
Right in his hands.
I have never seen anything like it in my life, this guy. He can't catch anything. Once again, here comes Boswell. They can't get a first down. They can't score a touchdown. They can't complete a pass. They can't do anything right except kick field goals. Here's this guy again with a 49-yarder. Boom. It's good. Boom. 19-7. Now the game's over. I just don't see him scoring twice. Oh, there's a flag. Oh, the humanity. It's on the Browns. Wait, if it's on the Browns, it's first down. If it's on the Browns, it's first down. It's Pharrell on a bench. There you go. TJ Watt just sacked. Mayfield took his head off from the outside with his third sack of the game. Number 20.5, 20.5 on the season, leads the NFL. And now, how far is he away from Strahan, who had, 21.5?
Strahan's record's 22.5. There it is right there. They just put it on the screen. So, no, Watt's at 21.5 now. ESPN just put it up there. Watt now 21.5. He's one behind.
Well, he must have four sacks in the game then.
He's one behind.
He was at 19.5 after the second. I got to see this because...
Yeah, well, they just threw it up at 21.5. But...
Jeez, I hope you're right. That's four then on the game because he had... I'll show you. All right, here we go. Defense. Watt. Four sacks. There it is. So yeah. He's got four. He already got the third. So I missed the third. That's number four. He went from 18.5 to 19.5 to 20.5 to 21.5. So he's one away from the record.
Yes.
From tying it, right? Which was 22.5?
Correct.
He needs one more to tie it. And, he could get 1.5 and beat it if he's in on it with somebody else.
Correct.
So he needs basically two sacks.
And he would like to do it, of course, tonight, because next week then it becomes, he played an extra game. So you want to do it in 16 games. which is like the stuff with Cup too. Cup said today that if he gets the record on Sunday, he won't consider it a record because he's playing 17 games. So that's the thing with the extra game this year.
Right. Well, fair enough. But let's remember Strahan's last sack on Favre was just a joke.
It's completely tainted. A complete embarrassment.
So he had 21 and a half as well. That was a joke. The guy laid down and he fell on top of him.
He certainly did.
Remember he ducked him and he rolled on him. Yeah. That was the worst sack I ever seen in my life.
Come touch me so that you get the credit for the sack. That's all that was.
Oh, they're calling a pass interference on the 4th and 20.
Hey, that's more opportunities for him to get the sack. It's more chances for him.
You're right.
He gets more chances now. He was probably going to be done after that. The Steelers would have bled the clock down to nothing.
You're right. So he needs one sack to tie it, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting 1.5 sacks the rest of this game. He'd have to have, he'd have to have a clean one, and he'd have to be in on one to get 1.5. But then again, I missed one of them, so I saw 3 of them. I missed one of them. I don't know what I was doing, but probably yapping. I need the guy to hit him again and have 5 sacks on the night. That's crazy. I called for 3, and he got 4. Here he is again. They're just not going to let him do it because they know he's close to the record. They got they're double and triple teaming him. You see how hard it is now for him after he's owned him all night. Yeah. Stefanski said, gee damn it, somebody get in there and we're going to put 2 or 3 guys on him if it's the last thing I do. Because the last hit he put on Mayfield is a career ender. I mean, he took his head off, which was a beautiful thing for me to see. It was a snobber knuckle. The snot came right out of him. He's eating this number 66 alive for dinner. This guy on the end, he's been torching him all night. And I got to tell you, Baker Mayfield tonight, it might have been literally the worst performance I've ever seen in my life. 10 of 26 for 144 yards, a 5.5-yard average. He's been sacked 8 times, a 54 rating. It may be the worst game anyone's ever played in NFL history. I mean, I'm not even kidding. What's your assessment of it?
Oh, I think he's been brutal. He's been absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. There's no doubt in my mind. That's what I'm saying. Like the guy, I sure hope he's hurt because he has been, the way he's finished this season, he's just been just lifeless.
He's going to have surgery. What do they got? They got a game this week, right? They're playing the Bengals.
Yes.
And, everybody's saying the Bengals are going to rest everybody because they've already clinched the division, and the Browns are favored in that game by 3. The Browns, I don't even think they could beat a backup Bengal team. I mean it. Here he is running now for his life, and he got the first down. He just ran for a first down, so he's still on the field.
For now.
Yeah, they're saying to Aaron Rodgers right now, Eli Manning, no one's buying your toe injury anymore. You've thrown 25 touchdown passes over the last 3 or 4 games. No one's buying your toe injury. And then Eli said it was lucky beating them at Lambeau Field when they won the Super Bowl. And he said, Rodgers said, there was no luck involved. Because he said, you guys fumbled the ball a few times. You had all kinds of miscues.
The Giants had a Hail Mary at the end of the first half in that game. The Giants
had a Hail Mary at the halftime. He admitted that. He said, we had a Hail Mary and we got lucky. But the bottom line is, they don't even have him in the game anymore, bro. Your boy left the game. Watt's out of the game. He's dead tired. He left the game. He's out of the game. No, he's going back on the field now. He took a break. Now he's coming back on for 3rd down. He's just in passing situations now. So what they need is an immediate touchdown and a onside kick.
Correct.
Because they got to score 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, they won't even score once. They're so awful.
Maybe not. I got to tell you, I got to get... used to doing this again. I'm my like neck's popping out, bending over to talk into this microphone. Maybe that's because my seat's 6 feet away from it. God damn. Oh my God. So I just wanted to say that that's incredible that that guy had 4 sacks tonight. You got to admit, when is the last time you saw a guy have 4 sacks in an NFL game?
Doesn't happen very often.
You know, I'll never forget the Steelers drafted this kid Jones out of Eastern Kentucky back in around 1990, maybe 89, 90, something like that. And he was a terrible pick. He never amounted to a hill of beans. And the first thing they asked him when he went to training camp in Latrobe was, what kind of season do you think you're going to have? How many sacks do you think you could have? And he said, I'm taking 20. And the guy never had 6 his entire career. Like, it was his career was so bad. But most people don't realize that the 22.5 is the mark. And even in 1990, that wasn't the mark. That mark was just set, what, within 10 years from now. If you go back 10 years, he set it somewhere around 08 to 11, right?
Right. Yeah, before he retired.
07 to 11, when they won the Super Bowl. He only played in one of those Super Bowls, right? So he
– correct.
Or did he play in both of them?
No, he only played in the first Patriot one. He retired by the
right.
second
so
one.
Right, so that was it. So this happened over 10 years ago.
Yeah, he did the record before they won the Super Bowl. He had the record was early 2000s. It was between 2000 and 2007 he got the record.
Okay, so somewhere 20 years ago. So – imagine how long ago, in 90, there had been no one that had 20 sacks in a season
right?
in the NFL. And this kid said he was going to have 20 sacks. He never had 6. And I'll never forget when he said it, when he said 20. Myron Cope was still alive. Bill DeFabio was there. Stan Saverin was there in this press conference. And they all started spitting out laughing. Everyone started laughing at him because the kid had no idea what he was talking about, what he was in store for. And his career was like a gigantic big old cable left in a toilet at Aqueduct. So Eli's talking about right now his last game playing at Giant Stadium that he won the game. They took him out early. The fans were going crazy for him. He said it was very emotional. This Big Ben's last home game, obviously. Here's Mayfield throwing into the corner. They're going to call a penalty on the Steelers in the end zone, even though it had nothing to do with the pass that was caught out of bounds. They're calling holding on the Steelers in the corner on Sutton. Automatic first down.
These pigs are amazing.
Interference on
these
Sutton.
Refs are just, they're the worst.
It had nothing to do with the play. He threw the ball to the guy in the back of the end zone. I don't understand how you call that on when it has nothing to do with the play. They'll just call it anything. They'll call anything. They throw so many flags in these games. It's like I told you, there's 3 teams playing. The 2 teams playing and the refs screwing it up. They're going to score here with a minute left in the game.
They want to get Ben out there for the curtain call. They need to recover the onside kick. They got to recover the onside kick, and then they'll bring Ben out there for the knee and then probably, you know, give him the curtain call where they send, like, Rudolph or something in for him, and he gets the big cheer.
Yeah. So now it's going to be 19-14. And they're going to do exactly what Carver High just said. Peyton's trying to jinx it. He's like, wouldn't it be a shame if the Steelers didn't get the onside kick? He wants to pay tribute to Big Ben. So, I mean, this is insanity. Remember we said this earlier, they got to score twice in 2 minutes, and here they did. They got one of them in 1 minute. So now I got to start worrying about this game again? You got to be kidding me. I don't have it in me. I really don't. I don't have it in me. I may get Rhea. I might. I mean, there's potential. Carver, hi. I'm trying to I'm trying to get back into the groove here doing the show after basically being out for a month. I'm not having a problem staying awake. That's not my problem. My problem is it's hard for me to want to do it when I'm watching the Steelers here with a minute left and I got potential Rhea. It's throwing me off my game. I mean, I'm getting a little sick to my stomach watching it. I just, this is you watching the Bills play the Patriots for 20 years of losing. It gets you sick to your stomach. I hate the Browns that much, just like you hate the Patriots and Belichick and Brady. I hate the Browns that much. I cannot have this happen to me when I've been sitting here all night on Easy Street. I need this to end right here. They need their best hands people on the field. I don't care how big they are. Anybody with hands. Get this kick and be done with it. Now they're going to fake it, go to the other side. Perfect kick. Somebody needs to grab it, and they do. Steelers have the ball. Get ready for the party. Get ready for the Big Ben party. Although they do have two timeouts left.
Yeah, but the two timeouts, they'd only be able to stop. They stop at first down, second down.
They can still get the ball. They're going to get the ball. They're going to stop this play. It'll be a minute left. Then they're going to stop another one with 50 seconds left. Third down, they can snap it and get it down to 25, 20 seconds. They're not going to win the game with 20 seconds and a punt, like a little chippy punt. You just hand the ball to Najee here, and they're going to call a timeout. There it is. Najee up the middle. Called a timeout. Boom. And then there you go. Now they got one left. So after this one, they'll stop it at, a 55. And then they're going to let it run on third down to 20, 15 seconds. And then you punt it. Game over. They're still leaving him out there. But basically, they have to run, two plays and then bring him off the field for a curtain call, right?
Yeah, I think they're not going to do it until they know it's over.
The only pass he threw was to Claypool that was incomplete. When we said he was 23 of 46 for 123, he has not thrown for 1 yard since that moment.
He needs to pick up a first down.
Literally, that's how bad.
They're only going to get the big curtain call if he gets a first down. Second and six, they need Najee to just grind this, pick up this first down. Then they can take a knee and they can bring him out. And there's your first. He needs to pick up a yard.
He's a yard short.
He gets his first down, and then they can do whatever they want to do. If he doesn't get it, then they're going to have to.
Why would Pittsburgh call a timeout? The Browns call a timeout. Peyton's tripping.
I don't know what he's talking about. That after the second down.
So what they're saying is that if they get the first down, then the Steelers will call the timeout to give them the curtain call.
Yes, and then they'll have Rudolph come in and take the knee. That would be what they'll do.
Here they go. They need a first down. They need 1 yard. It's third and two. They need to give the ball to Najee no matter what, because the Browns can't stop the clock. Here it is, Najee, and he got the first down and more. He's going to score a touchdown.
No.
Oh, he screwed it up.
Oh, come on. Taking the moment away from Ben. Just go down. What is he doing? Oh, come on.
They're going to do it right now. They're going to do it right now. They're going to do it now. They're going to call a timeout now instead of the extra point, and they're going to give him his curtain call.
Have him go out like they're going for two. Have him go out like they're going for two and then call the timeout.
No, he's leaving the field right now. That's it. That's the curtain call. They're not going to do anything else. That's stupid. The way they did it was stupid.
Harris's fault.
I don't have a problem with the guy running for the touchdown to ice the game. I have a problem with him, like, not calling a timeout before the extra point. You know what I mean? Now they're just doing it on the sideline, and it doesn't even matter. It's just absolutely terrible.
Well, you know what?
He's standing on the sideline just like anybody else.
With 50 seconds left, it's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know, the Browns don't go out quickly on four downs and they get the ball back. And they still get the knee to put a knee down.
I don't think they have they hate us too much to do that for him.
Yeah, they'll probably run.
There's no way the Browns are giving him an effing curtain call. No way. It's bad enough that they didn't make the playoffs. They were eliminated. They're going to come in here and have a party for him. Meanwhile, their quarterback sucks. This game is over. What they should do right now is put a big old picture of his face on the scoreboard and let him walk out for a curtain call 5 yards outside the sideline right now. That's all they should do right now. That's it. They should do it right now. They're going to stop the clock right now, and they should put his face on the scoreboard and say thank you and let him walk out onto the field for 2 seconds. Najee don't know any better. He just wants the touchdown, and he had a better season, rookie season, than Franco Harris with that run.
There you go.
I mean, the guy had a brilliant career. Do you realize in 18 years they were never under 500 with him as the quarterback? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Do you realize that 60,000 yards plus, only Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and they both won 2 Super Bowls. The only other guy to do it, Ben Roethlisberger. Hello, Canton. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I think he goes to the Hall of Fame even before Eli Manning. I mean, Eli Manning will go before in terms of years because he's out already, right? But my point being, I would vote in Roethlisberger before I'd vote in Eli Manning.
So you're saying if they were in the same Super Bowls year.
But he don't have Ben Roethlisberger's numbers. Yards, passes, and touchdowns, top 5 all time in all 3.
I think if you were putting the two of them up against each other, yes, it would be. I think Ben's ahead of him.
I mean, it's not even a question.
They're both going to go in, though.
They're both going in, but one of them has dynamically more gigantic numbers than the other. I don't deny what Eli did. I'm talking about, you're talking passing yards, touchdowns, and attempts. Yards, touchdowns, and passes, top 5 all time in all 3. You're automatic. You're going in automatic with those 3 stats. And only 3 guys with 60,000 and 2 Super Bowls. Peyton and Brady are both automatic. Peyton's already in. Brady's automatic, and Roethlisberger's automatic. People say he's not a Hall of Famer. I'll never forget, I'm walking from Heinz Field one night after they beat Baltimore, and they just picked off. They just picked off the Browns. They got the ball with 10 seconds left. Call a timeout. Now you do it. Call the timeout. They got the ball. Now they're going to do it. He's going back on the field. He's going to get to do it. It's Pharrell on the bench. So Ben Roethlisberger just did an interview at midfield with Lisa Salters and talked about how blessed he is and how much he loves the fans and the city and the organization, and it's the most special place in the NFL, and he means it. He said he spent half his life here. He's waving to the fans now in front of the media, giving the fans the, mahalo, giving them the hook 'em horns, basically, and he's waving to all the fans, and there's a million fans still in the stadium thanking him, thank you signs everywhere, and he's teary-eyed, and he knows it's over. He's got 1 game left in Baltimore Sunday, but his last home game, he wins. He said, I couldn't have pictured it any other way. All we ever do is find a way to win. I just want to win. We did win. Defense played great. I don't care about anything else. It ended the way it ended. We won. I'm waving to fans. I'm blessed. I love it here. It's my home. He's from Ohio, obviously, but he's from Pittsburgh now. That's it. The rest of his life, he'll have something to do with the Steelers. 18 seasons, never a losing record. That's insane. Two Super Bowl rings. I already went through the stats with you. His career numbers are phenomenal. And he's still walking around the stadium waving to fans and soaking it all in. I'm a little surprised when they picked off the ball, they didn't go out and call a timeout and let him walk off the field and come out of the game. But he just went out and took a knee. And then the last thing he did was just stand around waving to fans, and now he's walking off the field, and that's that. I guess he's going over and shaking a couple fans' hands, very few. He's tapping some fans' hands and high-fiving the fans on the railing. He's being really cool. Now he's going to go right to the exit and walk out. And he's giving his last high-fives, and he's going to walk right out this tunnel right here, and that's the end of it. He blew off the tunnel, and he's still going around. He's doing a lap.
Going to do the lap?
He's doing
all the way around the ketchup bottle here. He's doing the whole place.
Is he going to finish off the bottle?
He's going for everybody. This is great. I love when guys do. This is outstanding.
He's shaking all the fans' hands. Where's the guys in my seats? They're passed out drunk.
Look, it's always
at the other end.
It's special when you got a guy that does two things. He plays his entire career for your team, and he brings you championships. Like, there's just,
right.
You know, he's never going to be mentioned, you know, in the talk of Brady or Montana or Peyton Manning. And you're right, he's got numbers that do, some of his numbers do match some of those guys, but that's special, man. When you play 18
now
years.
Now he's going back on the field.
You don't want to leave.
I don't know what he's doing here.
You don't want to leave.
He's still back out on the field now. It's unbelievable.
Taking it all in. Taking it in.
He's soaking it all in. It's just crazy.
And hey, they're still alive next week.
They are still alive. And
they need
playing
some help.
Crappy
they
Ravens.
Need some
I hate
help.
Them.
They're
Farrellers.
Alive. You need some help.
I hate those mother Farrellers.
Now we can.
So I thought my guy was going to call from the game tonight. He blew us off. He's out there shaking hands with Big Ben.
The game did go pretty late, though. The game ended pretty late than normal on a Monday night. It went pretty long.
That's true. I think I should immediately turn on the Warriors Heat game. A minute left in the third, 84-79. Warriors, who seldom come out to play. Yay! The Heat playing back-to-back nights on the road. Lowry arguing with the refs. They're down 5. They're getting 8.5. It was 10.5 on Coast to Coast today. Your boy Spolstra's out there having a conniption on the refs, an absolute conniption. I cannot believe they haven't teched him up. Also surprised Spolstra still has 95% of his hair after coaching in the NBA as long as he has. Most guys that coach as long as him end up bald. That's also a fact.
Yes.
You know, they start out as coaches with a full head of hair. They do not end up looking like Quinn Snyder. Carver High will back me up on this.
No, that is 100% true. That guy's got tremendous locks.
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
The Hawks lead the Blazers 103-100 at the end of the third. The T-Wolves are blowing out the Clippers at the half, 64-46. I'm surprised about that. The Sixers covered. They beat the Rockets 133-113. Wizards beat the Hornets 124-121. In that one, I laid 1.5, covered both ways on that. Hit the Grizzlies spread against the Nets. They beat them outright 118-104. Hit the Bulls. They didn't cover, but I hit them to win 102-98 over the Magic. Good game tonight in Chicago. Hit the Pistons spread. I had Detroit in 16.5 against the Bucks, but they beat them. Garber High 115-106. The Pistons come up big. I got to look at that box because something had to be crazy. Cade Cunningham at 19. Sadiq Bey at 34. That's why they won.
Man, Sadiq.
That's crazy. I got to send you that one. Sadiq Bey had a game winner the other night, too. So there you go. Big upset there. Bucks obviously taking the night off. I had the Pelicans in 11 against the Jazz. They pushed. 115-104 Jazz. Spida had 29. Getting involved. Also, the Mavericks beat the Nuggets 103-89. Doncic, the double-double. I love getting in all the action for you tonight, Carver High. Very important.
Yes. Well, you've got all the NBA. There was only one hockey game, so unfortunately not a lot of hockey.
Rangers won 4-1. They beat the Oilers. And your boy Kreider had another power play goal, second in the league in power play goals.
I think he's got his – that was his 20th, too. I think he's fourth in the top four in goals. He's the fourth guy to get the 20-goal mark this year.
Can you believe Kreider's career, what he's done?
He's been very good.
Seriously, I mean, he's turned into like John LeClair.
I think the Rangers now, now look, everybody's played a different amount of games this year. That's been so bizarre this NHL season. But I think the Rangers now have the most points in the league. They have the most points in the NHL.
That's just insane. That's insane. But they are loaded with talent. I can tell you right now, if that's the truth, I know in terms of, like, points, let's just look. I have the standings right here in front of me.
This is why he's still out. Are you seeing this? He brought the family down on the field. So Big Ben brings the wife down, the kids. He's got all them out on the field now.
I got to get him. Oh, God. I got it back on. I got the whole family out there now?
The whole family's out there. They just showed them all coming through the tunnel. They got everybody out there.
Oh, there they are. Right at the end of the tunnel. Go see Daddy. Oh, he's been busy. He's got four little kids.
Tell the kid, finally, get these camera people out of the way. I mean, they've been right on top of him. Can you give the guy a little space here? Jesus.
They're like, honestly, they're savages.
Man, he's got a
just savage.
He's got a full line here. He's got what's he got? He's got a center, a winger, two defensemen. He's got a full line he's working on, Big Ben, huh?
Got the hot wife.
Yeah, well, that's par for the course for these guys.
He made a ton of money.
He certainly has. Certainly has.
He never has to work another day in his life.
Oh.
I mean, he is going to hit the hot tub and the barbecue.
You think he'll do TV? I don't know.
No.
I don't think
he's a hillbilly.
Yeah, I don't think he's into doing the TV. I don't know if he's going to be into it.
I think he's going to hit the barbecue. I mean, brisket and ribs.
He's honestly ready. You were talking about McCarthy today on Coast to Coast, how he loves the brisket down in Dallas. I could see Big Ben becoming that big too. I could not maybe not as big as McCarthy, but I could
see already fat.
I could see him putting a little bit. Like, remember when he had the beard, like he was going out duck hunting? Like, I got a feeling he might.
That guy's his.
He might load up a little bit.
Agent. I think that guy was his agent, the one he just hugged. Wow, that's crazy. Now they're gonna let him walk in, and that's the end. U.S. Steel. That's where my dad worked. So, there he goes with his family.
There's mom, or his parents, somebody right there. Maybe the wife's parents, one or the other. They were all there giving him the hug, too. U.S. Steel.
Yeah. You see him walking out. He can barely walk. The guy's like crippled. He can barely walk. His whole body's ravaged. That's what I feel like when I'm done playing basketball. I feel when I'm done, every time I play for a couple hours, like on a Saturday, Sunday, or a Wednesday night, I just feel, that's how I feel. Like I can barely walk. Like I can barely move. I'm twice as old as him. How old is the guy? 36, 37, 38 tops. He's not Brady numbers. He's not 44.
Oh, no.
He's not even 38.
He's got to be. I mean, Eli turned 40 today. Isn't him, Eli, and Rivers all about the same age? I'll tell you right now. I think he's touched it here. Yeah, he's 39. He'll be 40 in March.
Well, there you go.
40
I'm
in March.
I'm 16 years older than him. So you think he's limping, walking off the field? You should see me when I'm done playing basketball. I'm like a cripple. My body locks up. I got atrophy, the whole deal. I got that thumper. I got that, you know, the thumper everybody uses in pro sports now. That gun, the bullet gun that,
yeah,
you know, sends the thing shocking through. I got that thing on me like for at least 3-4 hours a day. I got that thing just having sex with me. I mean, I use that thing more than I eat food. I lay around with that thing. It's like better than sex. I mean, that thing is just, I use it on level 3. It's like, who needs a massage? Who needs a masseur who needs to beat Deshaun Watson when you got one of those guns in your hand? Honestly, those things are just erotica. It's a life changer. It's a game changer. Like back in the day, like today I did squats, right? So I could feel by tonight my legs were sore and I hadn't done them in a week or something like that, or 2 weeks. And I'd just been playing ball. I haven't been lifting weights. And I went back to lifting weights yesterday, and I did squats. And so today my legs hurt, right? So what do? I hit them with the gun, and it relieves 70% of that sore leg stuff. It just takes it right out. If you do it for an hour, or, you know, work on them like 15 minutes here, 15 there, 15 here, 15 there for an hour, you will get rid of sore, like, workout legs. Like, if you went to opening day of training camp at, like, your high school football and you had that first full day of training, and remember the second day you were crippled, you couldn't even walk, your legs hurt so bad. If you used that gun back then, you'd never have the problems you had where you couldn't walk and you were so sore you couldn't run, lift your legs. This thing changes everything. You have a sore injury, muscle pull, whatever. You work that thing enough on it, it'll iron it right out. It's crazy. The thing's crazy. I got to tell you. I guarantee
technology.
Every guy in an NFL locker room has one of those in his locker.
Technology.
Those guns, they're incredible. Oh, technology's just tripping. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. I don't know who they don't show using that. Who do they show? Isn't like, doesn't Josh Allen do a commercial for one of them?
Possibly.
I think he does. Anyway, by the way, Wisconsin upset Purdue tonight in college basketball. Bunch of crappy games. That was a good game. Iowa won, they didn't cover. Arizona won, they didn't cover. So, hit the Packers last night, hit the Steelers tonight.
And we'll get Scotty back in a moment here. It's like you said, he hit the Steelers tonight and he hit those other ones tonight. We'll get him back in to wrap it up right here on the bench for a Monday night. Scotty back from vacation right here on Sports Grid Radio as the Steelers, of course, win on Monday Night Football, the final game of the Big Ben era right here at Heinz Field. Now, of course, the Steelers stay alive. They will get an opportunity next week to finish it off and maybe get themselves in the playoffs. They're going to need some help. They're going to need the Colts to lose. Tough task, but anything is possible. We will get Scotty back tomorrow, of course, coast to coast, 4 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio as well. And he will be back on the bench tomorrow night. So Steelers win. They beat the Browns. Big Ben, all the family out on the field, everybody happy. Everybody goes home with the smiles in Pittsburgh as they see Big Ben one last time getting it done. And we will see you tomorrow, coast to coast, like we said, 4 p.m. Eastern, Sports Grid. Scotty back. See you then.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.